Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. We often end episodes of the Electronic Cottage by saying that we'll try to keep up with changes in our increasingly digital world that affect our everyday lives in the physical world. Needless to say, the converse is true as well, and the physical world also affects the digital one. Recently, that fact has come home in a big way in several court cases which have made the headlines, but in which it may not be completely clear how those cases will affect key parts of the digital world that we all live in. Although it hasn't hit the front pages of many papers or the top headline on many digital news sites, the Schrems versus Data Protection Commissioner court case in Europe could have a huge impact on how businesses that many of us use every day, from Facebook to Google to Amazon, and to about 4,500 other American companies that do business digitally with Europe, will have to behave in the future. In that case, a young Austrian law student named Max Schrems complained to the Irish Data Protection Agency that Facebook had not protected his personal information to the degree that's required by European privacy laws. Those laws, unlike American privacy laws, really do try to protect individual privacy. So first of all, why did he complain to the Irish Data Protection Agency? The answer is, Facebook's European headquarters is in Dublin, Ireland. And what was he complaining about? Basically, Schrems claimed that since the Snowden revelations about the National Security Agency's PRISM program, which grabbed data from Facebook's and many other companies' servers, that his information rights under European law have been violated. The Irish Data Protection Commissioner rejected his claim. The commissioner pointed out that Facebook's transfer of Schrems' personal information from Europe to Facebook servers in the U.S. was covered by a 16-year-old European Union-wide so-called Safe Harbor Framework Agreement between the U.S. and the European Union. Since the U.S. and Europe have different laws regarding personal information, it was necessary to create a way for data to go from the more highly protective EU to the much less highly protective U.S., so that personal data could flow between the two locations. The agreement that allowed that data transfer is referred to as the Safe Harbor Framework. As long as a company agreed to abide by the conditions of that agreement, and Facebook did, Ireland could do nothing about Schrems' claimed violations. Schrems didn't like that response and took his case to the Irish High Court, which, since it involved a European Union-wide agreement, asked for guidance from the European Court of Justice, the European Union's highest court for European Union-wide legal issues. In a highly anticipated ruling, the ECJ, as it's known using its initials, declared that the Safe Harbor Agreement is not sufficient to protect the data of EU citizens because even though companies have agreed to the conditions of the Safe Harbor Agreement, quote, United States public authorities are not themselves subject to it, end quote. Therefore, the Irish Data Protection Agency cannot cite the Safe Harbor Agreement to justify the transfer of an EU person's data to the U.S. It must examine whether the data transfer meets the requirements of the country's own privacy laws. In short, this decision means that the Safe Harbor Agreement is not sufficient to guarantee the privacy of personal data, and that each European Union country can and should apply its own privacy laws to the transfer of its citizens' information to the U.S. That could be a real headache for American companies. European countries, some of which, such as Germany, have extensive and very unpleasant histories, such as with Nazi and Stasi intelligence agencies, and are therefore pretty keen on data privacy. Their laws require such things as the informed consent of a person to enable his or her data to be used by a company for a particular purpose, and that data cannot be used in a way that's incompatible with the purposes for which it was transferred. Furthermore, privacy laws require, quote, administrative or judicial means of redress, enabling, in particular, the data relating to them to be accessed and, as the case may be, rectified or erased, end quote. These are more or less considered whimsical ideas on this side of the Atlantic. So it seems like those Edward Snowden revelations of NSA's all-encompassing spying on ordinary folks is starting to hit home again. The ECJ went on to observe in a press release about the case, quote, "Furthermore, national security, public interest, and law enforcement requirements of the United States prevail over the safe harbor scheme, so that United States undertakings are bound to disregard, without limitation, the protective rules laid down by that scheme where they conflict with such requirements. The United States safe harbor scheme thus enables interference by United States public authorities with the fundamental rights of persons," end quote. For companies doing business with Europe who rely on the personal information of customers and employees traveling from Europe to the U.S., the data landscape has changed dramatically. Not surprisingly, the U.S. did all it could to sidetrack this decision, but to no avail. The U.S. response has been to declare that the U.S. is, quote, deeply disappointed in the decision. Apparently paying no attention to the European Court's reasoning, Commerce Secretary Pritzker said that, quote, "Since 2000, the safe harbor framework has proven to be critical to protecting privacy on both sides of the Atlantic and to supporting economic growth in the United States and the EU," end quote. Europe, it seems, has a different opinion of what privacy means. It remains to be seen what U.S. companies will do in light of this decision, and what they decide to do could affect users on both sides of the Atlantic. We'll keep an eye on further developments right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.